let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 Sportside.
Philadelphia going through. They're going to try to take the high ground, too. Meanwhile, Bergering. Go back near spot. Getting those shots in. They're going to jump on the shot. Settling down. London gets the main tank. Neptuno can't get there to Rezin. They only need one tank. They are so close. Philly desperate, but there goes Poco. And London's picked by Lundin. They will fly high.
The Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. Adam Jones is here this morning, and maybe you guys noticed my t-shirt as I came in today.
Overwatch League versus everybody.
That's right. It's the Overwatch League versus everyone, kids. By the way, thanks to our friends from Chick-fil-A for the fabulous food drop this morning. This is actually a great deal. Mention the Sports Hub and receive a free original Chick-fil-A sandwich all week, anytime at any Greater Boston, New Hampshire, or Rhode Island Chick-fil-A. Really?
All week?
Let me read that one more time. Mention the Sports Hub and receive a free original Chick-fil-A sandwich all week, anytime, at any Greater Boston, New Hampshire, or Rhode Island Chick-fil-A.
Going there after
nice.
And then underneath it, it says, and yet a friendly reminder, no food in the studio.
Hey.
which is torture.
Yeah, I know. Right through this window, we have all the food staring us in the face. We cannot go get it.
Dude, that's all right.
By the way, Chick-fil-A out near me, I can stop at Chick-fil-A.
There's a real good chance that food will be gone by the next commercial break.
Yeah.
Oh, they better
it's
not.
Like bees around a hive over there. My goodness.
All right. So I headed to Brooklyn because... So our program director emailed me and he was like, hey, you know, the Crafts are involved with the Boston Uprising, which is one of the teams that's in the Overwatch League. What is Overwatch? Overwatch is a video game that tons of people are playing, and it's a team game, and you need these teams to fight each other. And they started a league. This is the first year where it was a professional thing. I mean, imagine it being like a soccer league or whatever. It's just there's these people own these franchises. The Crafts own the one in Boston. And the championships for a season that's gone on for weeks upon weeks is going to be held at the Barclays Center. Okay, the Barclays Center, where the Nets play. As a matter of fact, somebody told me that Jay-Z, last time he played at the Barclays Center, it took him longer to sell out in his own town.
Wow.
Than the Overwatch League finals took. The Overwatch League was in a matter of minutes, and apparently Jay-Z was like just under an hour. So if you can laugh all you want about whether or not this is a thing or whatever, it's real, it's here, and it's enormous. As a matter of fact, if you're sitting at some sort of sports bar on Friday night, and the TVs were on, chances are it had ESPN, which was showing the Overwatch League. So I get there on Thursday, and on Thursday they have this dinner that they have this really nice restaurant. It's kind of like a fancy place, which was hysterical because they brought in media from all over. Some of it were people like me who had no idea what they're about to see, and some of them were gaming writers. And you knew immediately who many of the gaming writers was because one dude just showed up with, I'm wearing acid wash jeans,
nice.
An untucked Bugle Boy shirt with like crap on it, and giant white high tops.
What
he looked like he was going to fall asleep halfway through dinner.
What was on the menu?
It was like, you know, fish and all
that. I was going to say, like chicken nuggets. What was
on pockets?
Yeah. So I go there.
Beef jerky.
And the Crafts are not there. By the way, I mean, once again, I get there and they sit me at a table and they're trying to initiate people on two things. As they said, number one, on how big it is. And there's no question, this thing's massive. And number two, how to understand it. I still have no effing idea what's going on. So at this table, there was a guy named Ruckus, who I guess is like one of, he's like the
Ruckus,
the Michael Jordan of esports.
Oh, got it.
So he's sitting at the same table with me. By the way, none of these guys are fat. Like, not, you know how like, you know, you think of gamers, as a stereotype that they're a one or a zero. They're either like super skinny or they're fat. I didn't see any fat guys. Matter of fact, after talking to these guys, they have like a house that's paid for. The Boston Uprising, the Crafts, I guess, have this house that they all live, and they have like chefs, professional chefs. There's all these fitness experts where they have to like train in order to stay there and think. And
Guerrero gives them handy massages.
They probably have Guerrero, but it's like you kind of think, well, it seems unnecessary. But all these people are so
why do they need to work out?
You're sitting there playing games.
Did you see the big story of the esports gamer last week who like dumped his Weather Channel girlfriend so he could like keep working out and like focus on, and like that guy was in pretty good shape.
Dude, these guys are megastars. Yeah. Like, I mean, you should have seen the way that the crowd was reacting. Okay, so I get to talking to all of them, and then the way that the crafts invest in this is pretty hysterical. Like, the guy from Blizzard Games, which is one of the biggest gaming places,
right,
like, basically took him to BlizzardCon and was like, we're going to start this professional group, and they had a meeting, and they were like, all right, we want to get on the ground level. Nobody had signed on yet, and the people at Blizzard knew, if we can get one big name, if we can hook, like, the crafts, boom, it's going to be a domino effect, and everyone's going to say, well, these guys know something we don't know. And sure enough, that's exactly how it happened. The crafts said, we want it to be, you know, at this price, and we're not going to pay any more. And they said, absolutely. And as soon as that happened, I think the guy who owns the Denver Nuggets bought in, the guy who owns the Mets bought in, and now all of a sudden, there's, like, all of these different teams all over the world. So it all brings me to Saturday night, where, or Friday night, rather, where I show up at the Barclays Center, and I walk in, and I swear to God, I have been to the Stanley Cup Final before. This was as loud as going to the Stanley Cup Final. That's the fans
reacting. What's talking?
Okay, so I walk
What's the
in,
talking there? That's play-by-play or the game itself?
There is a giant screen that takes up from the left side of the arena to the right side of the arena. Yeah. I've never seen a bigger screen. The only other one I've seen as big is the one in Texas Stadium,
yep,
where it's like, I mean, it's huge.
It took up
the entire left to the right, and in the left side, you would see the faces of the people on the Philadelphia Fusion, and then above their heads, their character, and every once in a while, an X or a bunny head would, like, pop up. And then to the right, dude, I don't know. And then to the right, there was all the people from the London somethings, and then above them, you would smell the Spitfires, and you'd see, like, a giant monkey with a machine gun, and all of a sudden, there'd be, like, a spinning question mark, and then an X. And I was like, huh? Yeah. And in the middle, they would have this giant room that was like in space, and 18 characters shooting each other, and then you would see, like, a gun up close, and then you'd see a nunchuck, and then you'd see, it was like watching a foreign movie in which I couldn't understand
with those subtitles. Yeah,
they would go from being, like, normally excited to screaming their heads off, and I would have no idea what just happened. What made them, triggered them to do that?
But they were screaming.
Oh, they were screaming, and I had people try to explain to me what was going on. I still couldn't figure out one damn thing. What the hell is happening? Why are people losing their minds?
Rich.
And then, as soon as, like, one round was over, it was techno time, dance party.
Nice. Nice. Well, this I get.
And these dancers would come out on stage.
Really?
And just start, like, doing flips and stuff. And there was a DJ up in the booth. DJ Callen came out.
So wait, this is like between maps? This is like between attack one thing and then there's another thing?
Between maps.
Yes, between maps.
It was between maps.
Oh, excuse me. It was between maps? Yes.
Yes. And it was did I get that right or not?
You're absolutely right. Okay.
Thank you.
So it was about 80-20. Guys to girls, and I think everybody was between the age of there's a decent amount of female gamers, but I mean, it was like, you know, one for every five.
Rich's best picture of the entire thing, and I was following you on Twitter, he walked up and took a picture of the outside of the women's bathroom, and there was one caption that said, no line here.
No, it was easy to get it out. I imagine that being the men's room at the Taylor Swift show. But it didn't matter. After each map, it was party time!
Nice. And this I like.
It was the most awkward dancing, too. It was like half the people, like, couldn't move and half could. But it was absolutely massive. So I'm sitting there watching what's going on. And once again, you know what it felt like? The Running Man. It was extremely futuristic and all these, you know, like, weird, like, strobe lights. Everyone was wearing these wristbands that when someone would score, it would light up the color that the team that played was. Like, if it was one, it would light up in blue, and if it was the other one, it would light up in purple or whatever. So I'm sitting there watching it, and I've been watching it for an hour, and I'm looking around with my mouth agape going, how did I not know this was this huge, and how could I not understand what the hell is going on?
Are you on, like a press row, or are you just in, like, a general admission seat?
Okay. I'm on the floor. So I'm, like, in the middle of everybody because, to be quite honest, that's kind of where I wanted to be.
Yep.
I wanted to feel like what it was.
Sure.
And they're wearing, like, you know, Uprising jerseys and Philadelphia Shock. So at one point, after an hour of it, I just said, I'm going to just talk to somebody just to kind of see what the hell's going on. And Dan, I've watched an hour of it, and it's like that scene in the end of Clockwork Orange where they pry their eyes open.
Yeah.
He's like, I have no idea what's happening. So I talked to this guy.
How are you liking the final so far?
Dude, it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
The production's huge. All right, they're mixing it up with the entertainment forms. They're bringing us a little, the dance crew. You know, America's Next Best Dance Crew out here. They got some DJs, you know what I'm saying? I think that they're going the distance.
What the hell is going on?
I'd say we have a huge initiative to legitimize esports.
No. I mean, in the game. In the game. Like, what just happened there for the last hour? Why does there a bunny head pop up out of nowhere? Everyone goes crazy, and I can't figure out why.
Dude, it's a lot to take in at first, and I don't think I'm qualified to kind of, like, give you an entry-level pitch as to what's happening right now.
What should I look for in the next round?
Look for personalities. Look for people you like. Look for...
Is there one I should be watching the most? Like, which guy up there has the best personality to keep an eye on?
There's a lot of people that have big personalities. You have, like, star DPS players who are going to pop up on screen and get a lot of kills. And then you have a lot of people who just have, like, big personalities outside.
Who's the best? Like, which one's the best player up there? Out of all the ones that are left, who's the best?
Carpe.
Now, Carpe would be, like, the what of the NBA? Like, the who?
That's a hard comparison for me. I'm not a huge fan of the NBA, so, like, okay. I could say something, but he'd be like, be embarrassed later
on. No, he'd be like the Brian Scalabrine of the NBA.
All right, I'll go with that. Good.
Yeah.
Everybody dance.
I got an idea for them. I got an idea for media members around the Overwatch League.
Okay.
They could just do like Ask a Pink Hat or like Drunken Red Sox recaps, except you're the Pink Hat.
Oh, that's
or like
perfect.
Like we are the Pink Hats.
Where are the
drunken idiots who don't know anything about what we just saw?
Without a doubt. And here's the craziest thing about all this is that who's talking about Overwatch, like the video game? Everyone's talking about Fortnite.
Yep.
Like Fortnite, even like my mom knows what game Fortnite is.
Yeah, good point.
Could you imagine if there was like a Fortnite league?
Well, hold on.
They would hold those finals at a place the size of Gillette Stadium.
Let me ask you something. Your question to me during the season, or during this esports season, still holds. Now that we've had the Overwatch League for one season, what are they doing next season? Is it the same video game or is it something different?
Dude, I asked a million questions at this dinner because I was at the same table as like the head PR guy. And once again, I'm not going to knock this because it's here no matter what you think. If you're an old fart and you're angry at the TV, ESPN for showing it, you know, you don't bitch when poker's on. Not a real sport. Well, neither is poker, but that's on ESPN.
Right.
So, and to be quite honest, I like the fact that they're kind of peeing on the anthill. Or cornhole. I like when that stuff happens because it either upsets people and whatever, or it's completely different and it's something that, you know, it's not LeBron James again.
Right.
So I asked that question. I'm like, okay. Is Overwatch, like, Madden's one of the few games that I can think of that for years and generations and stuff still remains, because everything changes, you know, new players and you update. How are you going to do that with Overwatch? And they're like, oh, well, they constantly update maps and there's new people and there's new rules that are changed mid-season. Like, hang on. So in mid-season, they can completely change the game. It's like, oh, yeah, there was one team that was, like, the best team, and because a new rule was thrown in there, they ended up getting knocked out of the playoffs in the first round. And I'm like, this is really weird. So I'm thinking to myself, of all the money they threw into this, and it's not even the biggest game that's out there right now, and that many people showed up, dude, it's nuts. Yeah. And it blows my mind because it's a world that I got no idea what the hell is happening, but all I know is that there's a lot of people dancing their asses off and partying at the Barclays Center. And I guess next year, their goal is to have home stadiums for every single one of these teams, including Boston.
Yeah, so where's that?
I have no idea. It's right next to the soccer stadiums to be built downtown.
That's right.
If you believe what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just an insane weekend. Crazy. I can't believe all this stuff's happening, and I have no idea what it is. As much as I wanted to learn about it, I still can't figure it out. But God bless them. The Crafts are going to make $1 zillion off of this. It's big, it's huge, and it ain't going away. All right, 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls.
To experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That
That's another thing that was weird.
It's the first sporting event I've ever been to where you can hear the play-by-play and the color commentator over the speakers while the action's going on.
Well, that's what I was asking. That's not the game. That's someone, like, giving you the play-by-play.
Yeah, it's somebody, like, telling you what's happening, and I still couldn't understand what was going on.
Right.
Even with the guy telling you, oh, it looks like a DPS kill on the camera using a map with a... They learned this meta back in... I, once again, have no idea. And it's not like... You would think it's something that after just an hour sitting there, you could kind of pick up on a few things. But I couldn't even do that. I mean, it was... I'm sure that... And once again, I'm in the minority. I get it. If you play esports, whatever like that, I understand. All I know is that this is enormous. It's here. And the main thing that I got out of this weekend is that apparently there's a huge problem with my socks.
Oh.
I tweeted out a photo this weekend of me. I ran into some people because people did dress up for this. It is very much like a Comic-Con. And there was a woman wearing some sort of weird white dress. And then next one was a guy who was wearing a tuxedo, except for he was wearing no pants.
Yeah, there's a lot of leg.
Yeah.
And like upper leg.
Yeah, an upper leg. And all I got after I... And it's me standing next to them.
Like thigh hair leg.
And nobody cared about the guy with no pants. It was just, hey, Rich, nice socks. Hey, Rich, what the hell's up with the socks? Hey, dude, bad sock look. Hey, man, you got to up your sock game. What's up, old man socks? And I have no... This is one of those times, because as you know, I'm a fashion icon. This is one of those times where I honestly have no idea what the hell is wrong with my socks.
Are you caught in between?
Okay. It looks that way.
It's the same caught thing. Caught in between. Now. All right. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, you might be a little caught in between.
Yeah.
Like it's a little like it's not like the low cut ankle sock, but it's not like a crew like halfway up the calf.
Okay. So it's like
above the ankle is how I would describe
yes.
it.
Yeah, but barely above the ankle,
yeah.
right? Like that's maybe like 2 inches above the ankle.
Yeah. Sure. Yes.
Two inches caught in between.
Those are called ankle socks.
Yep.
You order them, they're ankle socks.
Well, no yep. one wears those anymore. Where have you been?
What do they wear? I'm not kidding. It's not one or the other.
I don't really even wear...
Why is Bird here?
Bird's flying.
Why is Bird in here?
Am I really going to sit and take fashion advice from Bird?
What, Bird, is that what you're about to do?
A guy who, like, four out of 5 days he wears his shirt with Roger Goodell wearing a clown nose.
Why are you in here?
No, I take a lot of crap for my socks. I wear the socks Rich is wearing, and all my friends just bash on me. Like, bro, what are you doing? You can't wear those socks.
By the way, I don't know
old people's socks.
I don't know a lot about fashion, but
isn't
black socks with sneakers?
That's like a low cut.
No, this is it. I believe
works for the Fab Five in Michigan. I don't know what your problem is.
All right.
Black socks.
Hang on. I honestly have no idea. So this is my Nana wears those socks. Better for blood circulation, dude. They're ankle socks. What am I supposed to wear?
No, they're like above the ankle socks.
I'm not going to wear the big knee high ones with the big stripes on it. I'm not going to do that.
You have to do the low cut like this. Like, your socks can't be showing as much.
See,
like, maybe an inch.
See, but that looks uncomfortable as hell.
No, it's very comfortable.
Because the back of your shoe could knock into the back of your skin that's in the...
It cuts right into your varicose veins. You don't want
to
do that.
That's a point by you, Jones. I didn't think about that.
That's what I was trying to say. Okay, let's go to Diego. Diego on line 6. What's up, Diego? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey. What can we help you with, sir?
I'm here.
Yes, so am I.
You're on the air.
What's going on? You're on the air.
It's about socks or Overwatch?
Listen, you have to have a sock game in esports. It's just a thing. It's a thing. It's weird. But, you know, every sport has their thing, and it's just the whole thing about esports. So, you know, you gotta watch out when you head over to those events.
Someone said golden rule, Rich, never wear white socks with black sneakers. First of all, they're blue sneakers. And why? Like, but I thought it was never wear black socks with sneakers.
Well, I'm out.
White socks with black sneakers.
When did everyone become Mr. Blackwell? That's the other thing.
Who wears socks in the summer? I haven't worn socks in months.
You wear sneakers and you don't wear socks?
No, he wears flip-flops like Fred does.
I have worn flip-flops and sandals
for
months straight.
Ian Freddie T.
Someone said, Rich, those are the bell-bottoms of socks. It's 2 inches above my ankle. Like, and you can barely see it.
Bell-bottoms came back in a few years ago.
You're those guys that stand on the runway and go, oh, my goodness, what a disaster. You wore a pink swan. You can't wear that after Labor Day. What are we doing? Are you men? You shouldn't give an F what kind of socks
I
wear.
I'm still confused. So are esports people specifically giving you crap about your socks, or is just everybody?
Our listeners, you're a bunch of a-holes.
That's great.
And you know what? Well, you shouldn't care about
that. Of all the things to piss you off, it's this.
Yeah, be a damn man. Be a man and don't give a rat's ass
about
other people's socks.
All the insults you've gotten over the years, this is what you choose to tee off on.
Oh, yeah, kind of got to rub me the wrong way. Okay. Here I am having a great time, feeling like the king of the esports. I'm dancing with my glow stick.
I understand.
I post a picture. I'm like, hey.
Your feet are probably getting extra sweaty in those giant socks.
And a bunch
probably
of
giving yourself wet feet.
That's great.
Are saying, hey, Mr. Sock King, maybe you need to go back to sock school and learn a thing or two like I am. I'm Captain Cool Dude. Someone said, I wear mine the same way, but I'm a schmuck with no style. Okay, stop. only wear white socks. No socks takes 10 years off. Is that what happens? Those aren't ankle socks.
Those are above the ankle socks.
Yeah, dude, they're ankle socks. Someone said, you might as well get them to go all the way up to the knee. You guys are ridiculous, and you need to start worrying about other things. Hang on, is this guy back? Let's go to, okay, Diego, you're line six. We don't know what happened there. Diego, you're on Touch or
No, right? It's all right, guys. It happens.
All right, go ahead. What you got?
Esports, man, it's here. This isn't the second time it's been up here in the Northeast. Back in January, there was the CSGO majors that happened at the Guinness Arena here in Boston. And, man, it's blowing up.
All right.
So you have...
Diego, hey, I'm going to put you on hold. I need to talk to somebody about my socks. Somebody give me a true reason why you as a man should care about what I wear. What the hell are you doing?
What the hell are you doing?
Get some priorities.
What are you doing, Rich? Why do you care?
Maybe it's because I thought our listeners were a little more, macho. A little more macho and not caring about my fashion sense.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
You're taking man cards is what you're doing. Right. You're pulling man cards.
Some of you guys are sock imitators. I'm a sock innovator. All right. Take that.
That's what you are.
It's the new trend. Take that there, haters. Sock haters. Here's the CBS Sports Boomer Esiason. And I'm kind of shaking now. I'm kind of shaking. What's that?
We blew through that. This is a different break.
Oh, it was a half an hour ago. Okay. You can tell. Kind of hurting inside.
Socks have you rattled.
Oh, it's Wallach's update time.
Yeah.
Drop some stuff, you non-sock cool guy like me.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Thatcher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Is your skin 90% covered in Boston sports tattoos?
I was watching a game, and I said, I want my head to look like Tom Brady's helmet.
Do you still brag about that one time you saw Wahlberg?
I met Matt Damon and Ben Affleck at the corner store in Hanover.
Do you fail to remove the cigarette from your mouth?
Oh, my cigarette.
Before telling someone to kiss your ass?
Found the cigarette.
Then how would you like $1,000 to buy all the scally caps and scratch tickets you want?
Hey, you
want
to come to Marymount Park?
It's Touch Your Rich's Ultimate Townie Contest.
Woo!
If you think you're the ultimate townie, tweet a video to @TouchYourAndRich, #Ultimate Townie Contest.
How do you know about Red Bay Yankee?
In about a minute or less, show us why you are the ultimate townie, and you might win $1,000.
I go from partying with them, Rhode Island.
It's Touch Your and Rich's Ultimate Townie Contest.
Hey, this is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. I'm looking for you, you two-faced rat.
You can win $1,000 to buy all the roast beef that you want.
How's the roast beef?
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack it up. 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Touch and Rich. We got Adam Jones in the studio with us. And the Ultimate Townie Contest. $1,000 on the line. It could be yours if you're indeed the Ultimate Townie. The way to get in on this is make a video right there on your cell phone showing us why you are indeed the Ultimate Townie, and just tweet it at Toucher and Rich, put the hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest, and we will choose our first batch of people this week. And maybe we'll bring them in on Wednesday. Well, maybe we'll do that. I think Wednesday the first day we're planning to bring in. Is that right? Or is it Wednesday? Okay, sometime this week. Okay, but either way, your chances of getting in on the contest are a lot better the earlier you get in. Today is the first day we are accepting your entries. So just use your phone, whatever it takes, and just tweet it to us, hashtag @TouchYourAndRich, or you could just do hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest, and maybe you just might win $1,000. So it's all going to end next week when we have our massive mega cash version
of Townie Jeopardy. First place, 1,000. Second place, 500. And third place, who knows what the hell we're going to give you. But either way, I'm getting a lot of crap for the socks I was wearing in a picture from the... by the way, Scott Zolak jumping in saying, what are you, 12? Someone said, then Matthew Slater chimes in and says, I'm rich. Please do not listen to the exact socks I've been wearing for many years when I attend my Magic the Gathering tournaments. The higher the sock, the higher the hit points. And then someone says, my Nana wears those socks for blood circulation. Yep. Those are some high anks. Now they're just making fun of my ankles.
Yeah.
So that's not right.
I wear ankle socks and a t-shirt with cargo shorts. I don't give a damn what people wear. All power to you, brother. I like hearing that. Well, solidarity. Let's go to line four. Dave, what's up, man? You are on Toucher and Rich.
How are we doing this morning, boys?
Hey, what's up?
All right. One quick comment back on esports. I know you guys probably want to get off this, but I just want to talk about a salary of one of the top players in the world. He plays Fortnite regularly. I'm sure he has played other games, but this kid makes $500,000 a month. So
is it Ninja? Is that the guy?
This is Ninja. Exactly. Yeah, correct. Yeah. This is Ninja. Nice. So, I mean, him amongst, I'm sure, another 30, 40, 50 kids in the world. I mean, these kids are no older than me, maybe 21, 22, and they're making seven figures plus, you know, $5, $6 million a year sitting on their couch, sitting on their computers playing these games. And that's just astonishing to me.
Yeah, I just was imagining, thanks, Dave. I was just imagining Robert Kraft being at one of these events and just sitting there going, I don't know what the hell's going on. Just looking at his bank account, it's like the money just piles up from signing on to do this. Because I guess he got it. Basically, he knew that if he signed on as one of the franchises for the Overwatch League, a ton of other owners would do the same thing. So I read an article, it was in ESPN this weekend, and about how he was got involved. And he basically told him, I'll do it for peanuts. And then after that, the price started going up. I guess now it's almost $60 million to buy a team.
Wow.
Which is utterly insane. All right, let's get to Nick. Nick on line five. What's up, Nick?
Sock and eggs, boys.
Hey, what's up, sock and eggs? Yes, sir.
I just wanted to let you know, Fortnite, when you were saying they had a big tournament, they just had a million-dollar prize pool tournament about 3 weeks ago. And then for the past 2 weeks, they've had $500,000 tournament once a week. They also said Epic, the owners of Fortnite, said they were going to do a $500 million prize pool this fiscal year to celebrate 1 year.
Yeah, wow. that was a, you know, and thanks for calling. That was like the prize for the
$500
grand
million dollars?
Dude, I don't know how much money Fortnite's bringing in, but it's got to be a gazillion. I don't know if it's 500 million. I don't know what that guy was talking about with that, but I do know that it was $1 million prize for first place. And to that, I'm saying someone's getting a lot of cash and it ain't the players. If it's just $1 million at the top prize and you see how many people are there and how many much money they made off of streams, and I guess for the next 2 years, they've got this massive contract with ESPN, and I guess the ratings were pretty good too. I mean, God bless the Crafts because they got in low, and it's just only going to get bigger. Okay, so this was kind of an interesting thing that I saw in the New York Times over the weekend. Let me just read you this article. It starts off as an article just about, you know, Donald Trump and his relationship with Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, and then it turns into something that locally a lot of people might go, oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
This is the very beginning of the article. It says, they disappointed climate change activists who thought they would keep President Trump from leaving the landmark Paris Accord. They enraged Democrats and even some Republicans by not pushing against his immigration policies and alienated business allies by their silence over threats to NAFTA. They regularly faced news stories about their unpopularity. Even their relationship with the president seemed to suffer. Several times Mr. Trump joked that he, quote, could have had Tom Brady as a son-in-law. Instead, the president said, according to five people who heard him, I got Jared Kushner. So I'm wondering, like, what kind of relationship Tom Brady, because wasn't there a little bit of talk that before he met Giselle, there was an introduction that was made between Ivanka and Tom Brady.
She, okay. And she wasn't into it.
Okay, and she was. So if her dad would have pushed her even further, then she's saying that love would have bloomed between Tom Brady and Mrs. Trump. Then that would have been, then nothing we've seen today, there would have been no TB12. All that stuff would have been gone. And boy, if you think the Patriots are polarizing already, imagine if that would have been the case.
He was the son-in-law of Trump.
Yes, if he was the son-in-law of Donald Trump.
So she's the one that got away.
So we've been talking about whether or not if you lose the Super Bowl the way that this team lost it, whether it would leave a bad enough taste in your mouth in order to completely ruin the upcoming season. Like, we saw what happened with Seattle. And that bad call by Pete Carroll really triggered a domino effect with that team. And Marshawn Lynch was actually asked about it just the other day. And, you know, he's at the Raiders camp right now. And he said, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm not mad at Pete Carroll or who called that situation or the play. But I'm going to tell you like this. When that play was called and I saw the expression on the 10 guys' face in there, all their eyes were like, if he was in the huddle like this and I'm standing on this side and everybody's got their head down, when they heard the call, even the receivers, all they blanking was like, and they looked right at me and I'm looking like, break. What y'all want me to do? What happened, happened. And at that point, I can realistically say I've done everything in the game. He said to win a Super Bowl and lose a Super Bowl in the fashion we did lose it in, it don't get no better for a person. All it did is test your character in the face of adversity. It shows who the blank you is. Well, it also makes everyone say, well, it wasn't his fault. Like Marshawn Lynch is completely off the hook in all of this. They should have given it to him. But I mean, think about that. They're still talking about it. They still know how much it burned them. Do you have any fear that something like that could happen?
Of course.
From what happened last year with the
of
Patriots
course.
Where they lost.
Like, I know Bill's a million times more accomplished than Pete Carroll. He's done a lot more in the game than Pete Carroll. He's the greatest coach of all time. I get all that. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can't belittle the decision that he made. And, like, the lasting effect. I say this all the time. Think of how pissed, like, fans and listeners are. Think of how pissed they are. And they didn't get a Super Bowl taken away from them. They're not the players in that locker room. They didn't put their blood, sweat, and tears into it, like Danny Amendola said. You just watch on your TV and you support the team financially. And, like, I don't want to say that fans aren't into it, but you're not actually on the team. Fans still have such a visceral, strong reaction. I guarantee you players have the same thing times 10. Like, they actually lived it. They were in that locker room. So, yeah, I think it has a real chance to linger and tear this team apart. Yeah.
Yeah. All I know is that it's a weird situation when you see just how insane the way that they would talk about Pete Carroll, and then after that happened, the way that the players were openly defiant of him.
Like right away. Oh, you mean like players and skipping out on OTAs, openly defiant and showing up and doing press conferences at dirt bikes, mocking the organization?
But once again, that organization never really had the kind of foothold that the Patriots had. I mean, they've had...
That's true.
But disappointment in that game is disappointment in that game. The Patriots have lost Super Bowls before. They had an undefeated season blow up in their face, and they were able to come back from that. This Super Bowl loss, in a lot of ways, is worse than that one, because that was a game they should have won. They didn't have their best players on the field, and the coach was openly questioned. They got outplayed by the Giants the year they lost their undefeated season. That, I mean, the offensive line was completely overwhelmed. You saw why they lost. There's that unknown X factor. If Malcolm Butler plays, the Patriots could have and should have won that football game. This has a chance to really do some damage inside, unlike the Super Bowl loss where they lost their undefeated season.
All right, well, Scott Zolak in the middle of shoving his face with Chick-fil-A sandwiches that they brought to us and making fun of my socks on Twitter. We will talk to him, see what they have coming up in just a moment.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Five is Sports Up. It's Toucher and Rich. I mean, come on, Zoe. The lights are on for your show. We're being blinded. The least you could do is sit in here and do it. You know what? Actually, let's bring in Sean Silver.
He's got Chick-fil-A to eat.
Of course he does. Which, by the way, I don't want to get the read wrong, but what's the deal? As you mentioned, 98.5 is Sports Up at any Chick-fil-A in Massachusetts, and I think it's...
They give you a new car or something.
No. They're going to give you a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, it's a sandwich.
John, what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What the hell are you doing? No, don't use that one. That's Fred's. That's all. Yeah, you can sit there. That's fine. So Sean Silver.
Just a sandwich.
This isn't off limits?
No, it is not.
Okay, so, good thing this isn't on film.
I don't know what it was for, but a while back. Oh, it was the wrestling contest we did.
Crush the Crew with the Kowloon.
So this is kind of cool. So Sean Silver recorded something sounding like Macho Man Randy Savage. You do a very good Macho Man Randy Savage, correct?
It's my guy.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me just hear something just so people who don't know.
Oh, yeah. Toucher and Rich on a Monday morning. Uh-huh.
That is not bad.
Wow.
So after he did that, I tweeted the video out and I played it. And Esoteric, our friend Esoteric, reached out and was like, dude, that's unbelievable. And he goes, who is that? I said, well, it's a guy we work with. It's Sean Silver. And he goes, I might need his name and his number soon. So sure enough, about 2 weeks ago, I get an email from Esoteric, and he's recording an album right now with Ghostface Killah from the Wu-Tang Clan. Mm. And you know, there's a picture of them together. And he said, hey, I'm recording this album. What's that guy Sean's phone number? I think I might want him to record something for the album. And you did it, right?
Yeah. Talk about a week made, month made. It's always wanted to be in hip-hop somehow. It's like, again, wow. My macho man is desired by a hip-hop artist. So, all right, cool.
So he had you go in there. What was it, like, bust the balls of Ghostface Killah as the macho man?
Yeah, and, you know, kind of like I did one for him where it was like an ally and one where I was an adversary. Well, one, they were my tag team partner.
Let's hear a little taste.
It was just kind of you know... Oh, yeah, the things that the macho man has got to go through. We got a tag team, 7L, Esoteric. Inspector Deck, oh, yeah. Coming off that top rope with the elbow drop. Ah, I mean, the kingdom of the madness is running wild.
That's impressive, man. That's really not impressive. Bad.
Got to do the hand motions, too.
So you're
delivering.
Indeed going to be on a Ghostface Killah album.
Hardy looks dissatisfied.
Disgusting. Yeah, sure. Look at that.
Zolex, do you like my socks?
Yeah. If you're 12.
Is that even a 12-year-old thing, or is that just like a...
No, I think it's like an 80-year-old thing.
Okay, that's what 80-year-olds...
I don't know. It's like how my kid dresses to go to school.
See, I don't even see how that's... like. I mean, this is an ankle sock, and it's right above my ankle, and people are like, oh, what are you doing? It's like 2 inches above my ankle.
It's, you know what it is? You look like Beavis.
Wait.
You dress like Beavis.
What did Hardy just say?
Didn't Beavis wear little ankle socks?
Beavis
from Beavis.
No,
and
I think you're right. I think you're right.
It wasn't Butthead. It was Beavis.
No, I think it was Beavis. Yeah. No, I think you're right.
That's right. You paid attention to the socks of Beavis?
Oh, my God. Sure. I was addicted to Beavis and Butthead.
Well, I love Beavis and Butthead. It was the best.
I went with five teammates the night the movie came out for the premiere, and we sat there and waited for it.
It's tough to find the Beavis and Buttheads with the music videos in it. Like, for some reason, the licensing, they can't get the licensing for the songs, but that was the best part. Like, the actual storylines are fine when they're ripping on the videos.
When they're playing bad rock and roll, and they're like, what the hell is this crap?
Oh, sure. Well, without a doubt, the Balls to the Wall episode's the best. Yes, Hardy, you seem to be grossed out by my choice of song.
I'm not grossed out, but somebody made a trip to BJ's over the weekend. That's where you get those bad boys.
Dude, I get these in bulk, baby.
Hell yeah.
One size fits all.
End of the summer when they've all been picked over and that's all that's left.
Yeah.
They're just short socks. They're not as short as they should be, but they're short enough.
Yeah, you always know when my Amazon order came in because it's like the size of a pillow. Just loaded with socks.
But you know, the kids, they don't wear those at all anymore. They wear like the crew length,
right,
like black Under Armours.
Or high top. Or like really high, high calf socks.
Black with sneakers?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Do those have a CK on them, like Calvin Klein? Because some of them, if you go to some of the outlets, or you buy them there, the old Calvin Klein socks right there, a little CK on the side. Levi's.
Nice. I've never noticed that.
I've noticed
that. All right. So in the however many seconds we have before we are just bolted, we were kicked and just shunned out of the office.
Yep. Here we go. It's Hardy and me today, and we start with Tom Brady. That's what everybody's talking about.
Not socks?
Which socks? These socks or red socks?
No, those socks.
Those socks. I think we touched on that enough.
Silver's going to do a socks minute for
Dark Knight in the morning.
Can we hear it?
I've been known to wear some weird things, but those socks are okay.
Yeah. Thank you.